Hi, this is Tripp Atkinson, and thanks so much for joining us today. Maybe you know the feeling. Sitting on the edge of your seat, palms clenched, breath held, hopeful and poised to leap in the air at any moment with arms raised to the ceiling in victory. Yes, I'm talking about March Madness, the NCAA basketball tournament. If you have a team in what they call the big dance, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You understand the intense hope, the anticipation, the sincere belief that truly the impossible really just might happen. Your emotions are overcome with this expectancy, a cautious optimism that your team could take you on a ride like never before. Here's the beauty of March Madness. Even if your team didn't make the tournament, you can still so easily be pulled into the excitement. See, if you tune in, no doubt you're going to see upsets, thrilling finishes. You're going to see dreams come true. You might even find yourself adopting the underdog team and cheering them through the gauntlet of Goliath. The magic of March Madness is this: the impossible can happen. You know what? It usually does. And we love every second of it. See, we all long to see miracles. We all love to have hope. And we're captivated by things that have really never been done before. The raw and uncontrolled emotion of athletes who are living their dreams, it draws everyone in. While March Madness is certainly very thrilling, you know, we don't have to wait until March to experience the anticipation of miracles, the reality of living beyond our wildest dreams. In fact, as a follower of Jesus, living in this reality, it should be the norm for us. Consider the words of Paul in Ephesians 3, verse 20. Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish everything. Infinitely more than we might ask or think. Now, we may read this passage and say, sure, we believe that. We know in our head that God can do the impossible, but I wonder if we are really living life on the edge of our seats, anticipating it, even expecting God to truly accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. I wonder if we're ready to leap in the air with excitement and praise as we see God work in miracles. I wonder if we're willing to be so in the moment of what God is doing that our own raw and uncontrolled emotion is visible to everyone. Now, notice in this verse that the accomplishing of the infinitely more is done through his mighty power at work within us. In the preceding verses, Paul prays for four things that his reader may have that are tied to God's power at work. These four things, they appear to be conditions through which God does infinitely more through the follower of Christ. Paul prays, number one, in verse 16, may God empower you with inner strength through the Holy Spirit. Two, then Christ will make his home in your heart as you trust him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and will keep you strong. Three, in verse 18, may you have the power to understand the magnitude of God's love. See, you won't fully understand God's love and live in God's love until it's rooted in your heart. And number four, in verse 19, may you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to fully understand. Paul goes on to say, then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and the power that comes from God. The empowering of the Holy Spirit leads to Christ making a home in our hearts, which leads to abundant love, which leads to God's fullness and power in us. And here's what happens. Whenever we've been empowered by the Holy Spirit, indwelt by Christ, mastered by love, and filled with the fullness of God, then he is able to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Now, all of this begins with submitting our lives to Christ and yielding to the work and the power of his Spirit in us. Now, do you want to see God do the impossible in your life? Well, if you do, make these four things your prayer today. God, I yield to the work and the power of your Holy Spirit in my life. I trust Christ as he resides in and rules my heart today. May I live in the understanding and reality of the magnitude of spiritual things that really make no earthly sense. And may the fullness of Christ's love be demonstrated in and through me today. As we do these things, may our expectations be raised. Let's always live in anticipation of God doing more. Let's live our lives on the edge of our seats with eyes and heart wide open. And may our arms ever be ready to be raised high in celebration and praise. What if we enter church this week knowing that God's going to move? What if we approach our daily time with him with the same excitement and anticipation of seeing things beyond what we can imagine? What if we lived our lives today expecting God to work in us and through us as we yield to his power and presence in us? As we do, we will never have to stop dancing, and our very lives will be the one shining moment everyone longs to see. Thanks again for joining us today, and we so look forward to you being with us this Sunday morning at Sugar Hill Church.